Do Less Guests, episode 21.
Hello.
Thank you for being such great top fans. We are back. I just got back from Vegas.
And I got back from Slim's Chicken.
Yeah. Did you get Slim's today?
Yeah, dude, you kind of turned me on.
You're kind of on the train a little bit.
Dude, they're fries. Never had it? No, I have, but I think it was the Slim's sauce is what like really like got me going.
Agreed.
Their fries with their sauce is very nice. Their chicken is like average at best. But it's their sauce, dude.
It's the sauce.
And you're big lost sauce in that sauce. Yeah, I get lost in it a little bit. I spend 4 or 5 minutes inside of it.
I know.
Like, where am I? Ooh, how was Vegas, though?
Well, can I talk about sauce really quick?
Yeah, yeah. Work it into the sauce conversation.
Okay, well, I can segue that. I sometimes I feel pretty confident that I'm like, I don't like the food I'm eating. I just like the sauce. Right?
Yeah, that's definitely possible.
Like, I'm like, if you give me Chick-fil-A chicken nuggets, I would eat them and like enjoy them to some degree. But I'm like, I think it's 20 times better if I just have a little sauce with it.
Yeah. I definitely felt that way. Like some of the first times I ever had steak, you know, my dad's like, oh, you got to have it with, you know, A1 sauce.
Yeah.
And A1 sauce is amazing. But after a while, I'm like, I'm only tasting A1 sauce. Like I'm telling myself like steak is so good. But I'm like, is it? Because the A1 sauce is fire.
100%. I need to pretty soon, maybe we need to do this one day. Just like go get a horrible steak that we can lather in A1. Because that's fire.
And I don't know. I should just eat more things with A1 sauce because it's very good.
I would dip my fries in it. It's got a nice, a great, it's savory, right?
It is savory. That's a good word.
It is very savory. I think it's just their best effort to make like a liquid steak.
Basically. It's like this is like steak runoff and we bottled it. Yeah. And now you can put it on more steak.
Yummy.
It's so good.
Yeah. But I had a steak in Vegas.
Did you? Okay, perfect.
No sauce. Good. But a good steak is pretty great.
Yeah, once you get older, you learn to not put sauce on your steak.
But I've, like, Wingstop's one of my favorite go-tos.
That's right.
And, you know, like, so my steak was definitely, you know, it was fairly pricey. It was very delicious.
Mm-hmm.
But if I were to, like, my experience when I just have Wingstop, mango habanero, and fries and ranch, I think it's better.
That's how I feel when I travel too. I'm like, this will be fun to like go out to a new restaurant and have some good food, but I know what I really like.
Right.
And it's chicken Cajun pasta with no tomatoes from Chili's. It's so like, that's what's going to make me the most happy.
Now, I think there's something to be said for like going to a nice meal, going to a nice dinner, and the whole experience is really fun. But the food, I think it's nicer. It's probably all like real ingredients and like fairly healthy for you. Like just a pure cut of beef. It's probably only has salt and pepper on it, mm-hmm. and they grill it and give it to you. Like, but I just want to acknowledge that, like, Wingstop and all the preservatives and fake and horrible fried stuff that is. I know it's killing me, literally.
Mm-hmm.
But let's not act like that doesn't taste better than a Wagyu steak. It does.
There's something. Yeah, you put a couple pounds of butter in the mixture, you mm-hmm. know, whatever goes on, and like that's gonna pay off. That's gonna taste better.
I have this new pet peeve where anytime I've ever been anywhere where people make guac, they do it poorly. And it's because they put a tenth of the salt that should be in there.
Gotcha.
And I get it because I'll always, when people aren't looking, I'll take the guac and kind of doctor it back up. And it's appalling how much salt it takes. But it's like a 2 tablespoons. And I've done it before and Katie's like, oh my gosh, stop. I'm like, trust me. Hey, you mix it up and you're like, I think it needs a little more.
Like you're putting salt in and it looks like you got pranked. Like when someone like messes with the cap and like, oh no, all the salt goes in
like,
there.
I think.
You're like, no, that's fine.
It's amazing. Like if Chipotle is like healthy, but at the same time, I think why Chipotle is so good is the salt. And I think you'd be appalled if you saw how much salt was in it.
If you saw how much salt was in there.
Anyways, weird tangent. I was in Vegas. Great time. Have you been to Vegas?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I like it a lot.
Oh yeah. You've kind of been through it, but have you like been there for like several nights? And done like the whole just like hang out in Vegas and gamble or more?
Yeah, I was there for one of those big fights a couple years ago. I went there for a bachelor party. Oh, was cool. There for March Madness one time.
How was the fight so fun?
It was so hard to get anywhere.
Oh, yeah. Well, like, but you didn't go to the fight.
No, I didn't go to the fight.
I thought you said go to the fight. I was like, that would have to be awesome.
But, I got some of McGregor's blood on my face, dude. It was sick. It felt so carnal.
Yeah.
No, just being in Vegas for the fight, it was still like, it was fun because it was so packed. But like you couldn't even get to like a restaurant that night with a TV. Like everything was so booked.
And yeah, it was kind of weird to be in Vegas. You know, it's just pretty not busy, obviously, but.
And you guys were off the strip, right?
Off the strip at a nice resort, Red Rock. Didn't even know it existed, but yeah, it was great. We had a great setup. We had like a butler service. So I just called Blair. He'd be like, hello, Mr. Kennedy. I'd be like, we'd like a reservation at 9 p.m. And they did it. We would go and then we'd have like a private room. Which
Wait, Blair is a man?
Yes.
Cool.
He was the man with a plan. And he.
Butler Blair.
I mean, this is in large part due to the pandemic and how the restaurants were like not very full. But so we got a great treatment, I think.
That's sweet.
Because of that.
How many of there were you?
Were 12 there? Or so. 12 or so.
Good.
Yeah.
It's a good amount.
It was great.
You guys go to the strip?
No. We stayed in the resort.
The whole time?
The whole time, yeah.
That's awesome.
I don't know. I just keep it simple. I mean, we had a good time. We just wake up, chill for a couple hours in the hot tub. Then we'd go to the pool, maybe do some gambling. It's just gambling can only do so much because you lose most of the time.
Yeah.
And we're all reasonable and not trying to just keep going. So it was an unlucky trip. Both years one and two, I won money. This year, lost.
Bummer. Well, how was the pool?
Pool, what? Dude, my skin has never been so dry. I'm like, I have like rashes everywhere. It was saltwater pools, dude. I don't like those.
I've never been in one of those.
You've never been in a saltwater pool?
I mean, I've been in the Atlantic Ocean, but no, not a saltwater pool.
Really?
No, yeah. I think that's kind of rare. I mean, that's maybe like napping on Thanksgiving.
Yeah. I've been in probably eight.
No way.
Yeah. Maybe it was like a weird trend happening where I was from or something.
I'm not even kidding. I've never even heard of a saltwater pool. Like, okay. Obviously, I can comprehend what it is, but I've never even heard that that exists.
So instead of like the chemicals, I think they just like, and it's a much less salty than the ocean.
Oh, okay.
But it's like a very faint, you know, you just kind of swim underwater and you're like, oh, this is kind of salty.
Feel it.
But I think it wreaked havoc on my skin because it's, I guess in some ways, maybe it's like better for you, but it dried my skin so bad because we had this like, oh, we are like cabanas with a private pool and we'd just sit in there and chill and talk and watch games. And I'd be in the pool for 5 hours a day.
That's awesome.
Which is awesome. But, oh, I like skipped a shower or two because I'm like, I can't keep putting my water in water. It is hurting.
Dude, you've been in eight saltwater pools.
At least, yeah,
good
maybe
job.
It was just a weird like trend happening in Oklahoma. Because I remember the first one I was in, I was like 12.
Really?
Yeah. I remember people being like, they have this cool new saltwater pool. Oh. And I was like, oh, weird. You kind of swim in it. I'm like, I don't really like this. I like that chlorine smell. That's when you know.
Yeah, I don't
mind
the chlorine.
Oh, yeah.
Have you ever been in an infinity pool?
Yes.
Me
I
too.
Have.
One of my first cool. one this summer. It was
have,
cool.
Well, have you been in an actual infinity pool that's on the ocean?
No, it was.
I think that's not an affinity pool.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
It was on some lake in Oklahoma. I don't know.
Right. Oh, it's on the lake.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, it's still infinity.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, you probably see the end of it, but
you see the end of the lake,
right? I love when like sometimes people have infinity pools just like in the middle of a plot of land.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, what are you trying to like? Isn't that the whole purpose to like the effect of the water?
Brian Regan has a bit on that, and he's like, really. He talks about, he's like, yeah, they put an infinity pool just in their backyard, and like, you know, Detroit. He's like, man, I tell you, it looked like it was going right in the back of that fence.
Yeah,
I mean, right to that fence.
Yeah, right through it. It was wonderful.
Oh, it was beautiful.
Infinity. Are you a fan of pools by the lake?
Yeah,
just get
kind
the
of
lake?
Fun. I mean, I'm not just getting the lake, but it's kind of fun to like clean off or whatever pregame.
I kind of like the luxury of a pool by the lake, but I don't think I'd ever consider like purchasing that because it would seem moronic.
It'd be like, okay, we can
actually
get,
buy it.
Yeah, a pool in my backyard, but I already live on the lake. Or I could get four jet skis that I can just drive on the lake.
Yeah.
I'm definitely going to get the jet skis first.
For sure.
Have you ever had a water bed? Now, since we're just talking water.
No. Have you ever slept on one?
No. I've like sat on one. Like I had a friend really? In like grade school that had one. I was like, this is fun.
Oh.
But I've never like slept on one. Always been curious.
Did he enjoy the sleeping on it? That sounds horrible.
He kind of walked like this.
Yeah.
But he said he loved it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
Oh.
He had like a crick in his neck constantly.
Water. He couldn't swim anymore, but he loved sleeping on it.
He was fully like, hunched over all the time.
Oh, man. So what'd you do over the weekend while I was gone?
Kind of just hung out here in KC. I became inundated with a new friend group. Like I saw one of my old friends from college this week at a coffee shop. And she was like, you should come hang with me and my friends. I only knew her. There's like 10 new people and they like hang out all the time.
Kind of a weird vibe or a good vibe?
It's a good vibe. I was on my game.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, yeah. It was good.
Yeah. But it wasn't. Do you ever feel like there's certain groups you go to where like they're closing me out, I can't break in, or just it doesn't matter? Or is it like that's kind of the challenge almost?
I think it just comes down to like, sense of humor. If we have similar sense of humor, like mm-hmm. I can break through anything.
Mm-hmm.
But if they can't take a little like razz in here and there, or like you screwed up your words, now right. I'm gonna like give you a little hard time. If you can't take that, then I'm probably not meant to be here.
Yeah.
So I saw him Saturday night. And then last night, I have my same volleyball league game. I go there. They were on a different court playing at the same time. So I got to, I doubled two times in a row. I saw the same group of people.
Wow.
On accident.
Yeah.
So big weekend for me.
Oh yeah. They're probably, it's a good fit.
And they're starting to think something probably like, okay, this, it was nice at the bonfire, but like he just happened to show up and say, yeah, volleyball. That's a little weird.
Yeah. You better pray it doesn't happen a third time.
Okay. I swear.
Oh my gosh. Guys, I promise.
I like all you guys as friends and that's it.
That's one of my favorites is kind of making a new friend and for the first time, like just absolutely talking trash right to their face to kind of see the reaction.
Yeah.
And it's kind of nervous to do.
Yeah.
I tried it this morning in a group text. I don't know if it went that well. It's fantasy football. We're doing it with this group of friends and I'm still getting to know some of these people. And this guy's kind of texted like, well, all my first three picks are all injured. So like I'm unlucky and da da da. Mm-hmm. And I just said, well, for what it's worth, they were also bad picks.
Nice.
Just what'd he say? Kind of a little jab. He's like, they're actually fine picks. I'd be happy to kind of like explain to you why. I was like, all right, you're not, you didn't really, it was just a razz. I don't even care who you picked. But.
Dude, I got legitimately frustrated, which I'm going to seem like a hypocrite now talking about fantasy football when I said that was like my, why are you doing much a few weeks ago? But I got legitimately like frustrated at a friend of mine because he wouldn't trade me in fantasy football. And it wasn't because he wouldn't trade me, but the reasons he had were just so stupid.
Yeah.
I was like getting frustrated. I was like, how are you married? How do you make logical decisions every day? How do you decide where to eat?
You're an idiot.
It's not going to make any sense. I can't trust you with anything.
I got in a big argument over Settlers of Catan.
That one will fire you up.
Yeah. No, that'll fire you up. The robber.
Yeah.
When you're playing. So this, a lot of people know what this is, but if you don't, it's just a board game.
It's
and there's
so good.
And when you roll a seven, you get to put the robber on a guy and it like blocks them from like getting.
It's a very like offensive move.
Yeah.
Yeah. To protect you.
So we're late in the game and this dude who's clearly bad at the game already, you start to realize it's bummer when you're playing and you know, like this guy is an idiot. So his poor play is like affecting your strategy.
Yeah.
Not because he's like, I'm meaning to. You're like, why are you doing that? You're just. So this guy is like, I'm just going to put it on me. And he just put it on me. I'm like.
No,
he is about to win
the
game.
He has 9 points.
Yeah, he has 9 points. He's about to get 10 points. Why in the world? He's like, because I want to. I'm like,
oh,
no, but like explain like why. He's like, and then he starts getting pissed. He's like, I'll put on you if I want. I could do. And I'm like, you're an idiot. And we got in this like Settlers argument. It's the best.
That's what fires me up. Because then it doesn't take long where it's not about Settlers anymore. It's like, okay, if we all agreed to play this board game, then we all have like subconsciously agreed to like compete, right? We're all trying to win. Mm-hmm. You doing this to me is illogical for so many different reasons because it says that you're not trying to win. You know, it's just that it's not even about the game. It's just about like how you make decisions in life.
Exactly. We went this was a shockingly fun thing. I love bowling. And we had a bowling, like a VIP bowling setup in Vegas. They're like, would you want to do the bowling? I was like, that could be fun. I like bowling.
Yeah.
Oh, it's just the best because we immediately were like, all right, we're going to play the first round. The top four team captains, we draft, we
I do love that. It.
And
we're in,
and it gets down to like, we're just like doing kind of a cutthroat thing. It gets down to like the final, we're just talking trash every time. And like, you know, me and my buddy, we'd like both be up at the same time. He's like, you want to go right now? We go at the same time and like both hit a strike and like stare each other down and we're just yelling and hollering when someone's messing up or someone's doing a good job. It was hilarious.
That's the best. Did you ever get into Mafia back in the day?
That's kind of like some of my repressed bad memories of like youth group. We're going to play Mafia again. I was like, how many times are we going to play this?
I saw one of my good friends in college. They were engaged at the time and I thought they were going to break up during Mafia.
Really?
Just because the guy, because you know, you play that game, you have to lie. Everyone's lying.
Yeah.
And the guy just like, he swore to his fiance, like, I'm a townsperson, you know, whatever. And then come to find out he wasn't. And she was so mad. That was awesome.
Okay.
Clint, you lied to my face. Yeah. He's like, we're playing a game.
You're a little too good at lying. Like, what else are you lying about? We're like, no, that's the point of the game. That's a hilarious bit.
Oh, it was
like,
awesome.
We're going to play this fun game. It's just like, the game is lying. Okay, I'll know if I ever lie to me. He does. And she just crumbles the relationship.
I mean, but you looked me in the eyes when you lied, and it was so convincing.
Yeah. Well, you're a little too good at this, Clint. That is amazing.
Did you get any special treatment in Vegas? Like, did you wear a sash or anything? Is it like Bachelor Boy?
No.
Like that?
Oh, we actually had a bit the whole weekend where one of the guys' like birthdays during that weekend. We're here for you, man. Happy birthday. And he's like a funny, humble guy. He's like, no, it's not about me. Stop. Like every dinner we went to, we'd sing him happy birthday. Let's celebrate your birthday this weekend, man.
It's just every time. Guys, I appreciate it and I respect it, but it is Trey's bachelor weekend. And just please, let's pass on the celebration to him. Which sounds like a nice guy.
Yeah, which again, similar to the birthday things, the other day Katie was like, okay, this is your birth. We're trying to like plan out our year. This is our birthday week. This is your birthday weekend. What do you want to do? I'm like, do you want a party? I go, no, I don't want a party. She's like, you can tell me if you do. I'm like, no, I really.
You want to party a little bit though.
Yeah. I'm like, no, I.
What
I,
kind of party do you
please
want?
Please don't. Yeah. Because worth it. If we had, if everyone celebrated their birthday, we'd never, I'd be busy all year.
Yeah.
I'm like, I got to go to another birthday party.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like, let's just, you can say it to me, I guess. But that was kind of, we do this Vegas trip. I'm like, it's my bachelor party this year. And everyone was being overly good friend vibes and like, yeah, whatever you want to do, man. Like, mm-hmm. but actually like,
I care about
what
your
do you guys
want to,
yeah,
I want
like,
you to be excited about this.
Cause I actually don't care. Like I'm happy to never leave this resort and never do anything but craps and eat steak. So you guys better speak up because
yeah, because that's all we're gonna do. Yeah, but I think that's smart. I think it's smart to be conscious. Like you can celebrate me a little bit, but I also like I want you guys to be having fun. I don't want you to feel like you have to do something you don't want to do.
Right, right.
Yeah. Did you guys play any sports or anything? Get spike balling?
No, we Cornhole? Did. No, anything? We did try to. We tracked down. We noticed like a half basketball court, like a mini one, cool. Somewhere in like the arcade, and we tried to like track down and go in there, and the woman like thought we were lunatics. She's like, "Sir, this is a daycare." We're like, what? Okay, no one's in here. There's a basketball hoop. Can we just play on it? She's like, no, this is for children. Like
it's Fisher
no.
Price.
You could tell she like this had never happened to her. We're like eight guys watching, like, can we shoot hoops in there? She's like, this is a daycare, sir.
This is like 12 like, sober guys yeah. just came in wanting to play basketball.
But no one's in there. So could we yeah, we tried oh man. You ever done the full virtual reality goggles?
Dude, I saw that Facebook, they own Oculus. They're coming out with a new like version. I was like, maybe I should buy some. Yeah. So no, but I thought about buying my own.
So they had kind of this, it was again, a kid's arcade that we got into the first night and we didn't know exactly what it was at first, but like, oh, let's put on these goggles. And it was like a kind of a simulation VR roller coaster type thing.
Cool.
That just like went through places. And so they'd like blow wind on you and like do your seat. And it's amazing because you look down, you look behind you, you look up, you see everything. And it was like, it would make you kind of be like, oh, we're like this. And I'm just sitting there with my buddy at like 1 a.m, just laughing and hollering, only people in this kid's arcade. Like, woo! It was awesome. And we tried to go back the next night and she's like, this is for kids.
Stop. Still for children. Yeah. I don't know why I said no. I've definitely done VR before. I did done it a few times, but one of the coolest experiences was a virtual reality escape room. Took the lady there.
Ooh.
And you're like, you're already fully immersed, but then you have like a challenge to like, you know, try and, you know, complete this, you know, whatever task of like get through this room and this room. We did the Egyptian one. She had this little female avatar. Ooh. I had this like male one, kind of a Tarzan looking.
Climb the pyramids. What are we talking?
Yeah. We shot a bow and arrow. We had to toss some like Egyptian vases into this thing. It was nice. I did well.
She super, and you guys like flirting with virtual reality. She takes it off and you're like, oh, this is the problem with virtual reality. I was into that avatar.
Put it back on. Imagine me that way.
You go to like, how was your first day? It's like, well, we went to first base in real life, second base virtually.
Yeah, it's like a Black Mirror episode.
Have you seen
something.
That one?
I've heard people talk about it.
Yeah.
Striking Vipers. Details,
but it's like two dudes like playing virtual reality, like fighting. And it's like, it's a reality where like, the virtual reality you can like control and you look like real people.
Yeah.
And he's like a girl fighter and he's a guy fighter and they're like fighting and they start like they like kiss and these two dudes take their virtual reality off and they're like, and the whole episode is them like confused about it. It's like, dude, that crap will happen one day.
It is kind of crazy.
Oh,
can't wait.
Ugh.
Can't wait to kiss some of the homies.
Can't wait. I don't really want VR to progress too much. It'd be like PS11 virtual reality and we just I'm like just lose my family because I can't go into real reality.
Remember when what's it called, Pokemon Go? What was it called?
Pokemon Go.
You remember that? Like that was not virtual reality, it's like I think it's called augmented reality, but that was already a little weird for me too. Like you got a little Pikachu like sitting on my sidewalk, like he is,
yeah,
like he, there's nothing there, but on my phone he is there and he's like bouncing, like hopping up steps, like this digital thing knows where things in real life are, you know.
That was a pretty cool idea.
That was crazy.
It was.
And nothing really like that has happened again since then, but
I know.
Should have cooking up something.
I'm sure. I've played with getting one of those, but I'm like, that'd be fun to get. We could like play with it, but I'm like, that's not a fun friend thing to do. It's like, all right, Brandon's turn. And he just sits there like this, like with goggles on and we don't talk to him for 2 hours.
Yeah.
and I can't even see what he's doing.
is it cool?
Yeah.
What's it look like?
Yeah, what do you see?
Oh, that sounds crazy.
But I got this.
All right, well, in an hour, I'll come back in and we'll switch. And then you switch and it's like his forehead's been really sweaty the whole time. Yeah. Like, I don't want to put this on.
I don't want to do this.
It's disgusting.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a fun idea. I don't know if I'll actually buy it, but it's like, this is like for Facebook, like Oculus is like top of the line next like VR headset thing. It's only like $300. I was like, that would be so sweet. But I would also just waste so much time. And I like my own reality. I don't really need to escape it. Mm. It's just fun.
And now I got to buy a PS5.
Got to buy a PS5.
Probably.
I also Googled this week Golden Retriever puppies. So maybe that's something I might buy too.
Maybe not.
Always wanted one. Seems really? Like maybe it's time. Yeah.
Wow.
But I also feel like maybe I should wait till I have like bigger property, like a bigger yard.
Because
I don't want to have to walk my dog. I want him to just to be able to walk himself.
That would be nice.
Yeah.
You just hire a walker.
Or that too, I guess.
Yeah.
Have you ever picked up dog's poop like in a bag?
No.
I've never done it and I hope I never have to.
I mean, people really love dogs to be doing that.
I know. Isn't like
they
it crazy?
They go on a walk and they'll pick it up and carry it around in that bag for who knows how many hundreds of yards. I'm like,
we're at the top of the food chain. We don't have to pick up other animals' crap.
Yeah.
We shouldn't anyway.
Yeah. I like, surely there's a better strategy than like just grabbing that hot, steamy, gooey, fresh one
that just came from inside of a dog.
Yeah. Just like, could you not have like a retractable like pooper scooper or something? Or.
There's got to be some, like, let's get some science involved, like some sort of spray or something you could put on it to make it, like, dissolve into the grass quick or something. Make it evaporate. Yeah. There's got
to
be something.
Where you just kind of chuck it to the nearest garden fertilizer vibes.
Yeah.
I mean, instant that would fertilizer. Yeah.
Do you remember when we were in L.A. and you were mad that the gelato place was closing a little too early?
Mm.
People were telling us about that apartment complex there. Where you're not supposed to have dogs, and if they find like dogs poop, or I think you can have dogs, but you have to pick it up. They have DNA of your dog, and they'll like test the dog's poop to see whose dog it belongs to. Do you remember that?
I vaguely remember that.
You know, it was like a year and a half ago or something, but yeah, I have not forgotten it. I'm like, that's crazy. LA is a different breed.
Wow.
That was also a pretty nice part of LA.
That's hilarious. Yeah, I'm sure they have a huge issue because all the people there are bored and unemployed, so they probably pick up a dog.
Yeah. I don't know. Probably.
Yeah.
Should we get to our triple trade triple?
Triple trade triple of activities in the pool.
Top three activities in the pool.
I have one I want to start with. Breath holding competition.
Dude, that story was so funny.
Oh, the whole story?
Of you, like,
dude,
her.
Okay, I'll tell this story to y'all. So if you saw my Insta story, it was, I just thought it was funny because we had these cabanas and it's fun to see, like, you know, year one in Vegas years ago, we were kind of like, 25. A lot of us were still single. So you're kind of, not that we literally talked to any girls, but you're at least kind of like, as a guy who's too scared to talk to girls, you at least try to like
get near them,
gravitate towards them a little bit. You're like,
I'm with you.
Maybe somehow we'll talk, but you never do. But it's fun to just be like, at this point, we don't care. A lot of us are married and we just had these cabanas in this private pool. And so it was like 9 cabanas. And in front of those 9 cabanas were like 2 smallish like pools. And each day we would basically take over one because we just start like, who can go down and back the most times? Breath holding competition. We're wrestling. We're like, started doing like cannonballs. We made it a wave pool. And like, I was just awesome. Funny to see like, and we had, of course it's Vegas. So the girls waiting on us are like young and very attractive. And there's, I don't know what they're wearing, but I'm sure.
A couple shoelaces.
I mean, how many times have they like waited on a group of 20 somethings where we were all just like so kind and respectful to them and like, just like, yeah, you can leave us alone. I'm like, all right, you time me. I'm like floating there. She's like, do you guys need anything else? We're like, only seltzers.
You come up. 35 seconds.
35 seconds.
Got it.
And so it was when Alex, his name is Alex, the dude who was like my point of contact who set up the whole trip. And he's set me up for years now. And nice guy. He had kind of texted me all week. He's like, I should be by like Friday or Saturday to say hey. And he didn't really give me a heads up, but we were just in the pool one day. And my buddy and I have this bit where he sometimes will feed me my beer bottle like a baby bottle. So he had me in the pool, like holding me like a baby as he was like tilting my head back. And because he was trying to be funny, just like basically like almost waterboarding this me and seltzer. I'm like, stop, stop. And as
Alex
walks up, he's like, Trey. And my friend was like, after, he's like, I'm so sorry. I was like, the one time I was like, I don't care. And we made jokes about it. I think, I mean, I'm like, dude, I look what I do for a living. I don't think he was expecting me to like be a poolside in a suit or something.
Yeah. Like he see me dressed as a woman.
But it was just great. I was like, Trey, and my buddy just like released me and swam off. I'm like,
you like spit up seltzer.
Like, what's up, man? We're just having a good time.
Sorry, just yeah, just mama birding me real quick.
So yeah, I hit a breath hold of 135
seconds.
But
or oh, minute 35.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, cool.
And Zisman did 2 minutes.
Good my for buddy. Him.
Yeah, I was like, wow, he won. So we did that literally every day. And we got really into it, and yeah, it was just that's mine. Breath holding.
That's good. I think I talked about this on Do Less, God Bless. My new favorite thing to do in the pool is pee. Never did it until I was 28 years old, and man, is it liberating!
Everyone pees in the pool.
Oh yeah, it's like I would say it's the equivalent to forgetting. Like I need to go into this place right now, and I don't have a mask. I'm just gonna walk in. Like that kind of liberation. Just such a rush of yeah. Like, man, I should not be doing this.
It's like the,
but I have to.
Peeing's like the invisible mask because you don't know if anyone's wearing a mask or not.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like a face shield.
You don't know where people are at with that. I've always judged people pretty hard with like dripping wet and toweling off. I've got to go to the bathroom. I'm like, you just left it.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, surely you understand. I mean, so there's moments where I had a joke. We'd sit there in this pool all day. And I'd be like, anyone notice how we've all had several seltzers and there's been zero bathroom breaks.
You guys know what's going on here?
So I would think about it and for a moment be like, this is really gross. And be like, ah.
There's salt in it.
That's the whole point of the chlorines. I think that's the whole point of.
But you don't have chlorine.
That's what I said. I was like, hopefully salt does the same thing.
Yeah. I don't know though.
Salt water. I don't know. Now I'm disgusted. That's why my skin. I'm like, I'm so itchy. What was happening to my skin?
Yeah. It could be the urine. Pain
in the pool. Yeah.
That, Pian just reminded me. So our friend Gunnar, I went wakeboarding with him a few weeks ago and he's been driving the boat pretty much all day. Hasn't gotten in yet. And he's about to like, you know, get strapped up and go wakeboard. He's already strapped in, I guess, at the back of the boat. Hasn't gotten in the water yet. And just we hear like a trickle. He just starts peeing his pants just like seconds before getting in the lake just to kind of like make us all laugh. And it was yeah, awesome.
That
was
awesome.
Like you could easily just hop in the lake and pee.
But
just wetting yourself completely dry.
They bring, was it all guys or were there girls too?
All guys, yeah.
All guys. Yeah. Oh, that's maybe why. Because yeah. I did that, but there were. So some girls bring this up. We were all really close friends and we were on like a lake trip. We were out playing and we just come out of the water and we were playing in the rain. It was torrential downpour.
Okay.
Torrential downpour. And so I thought it'd be kind of a funny bit. I just like started urinating down my leg as it's raining. And people,
I like that.
And I was distanced, right? Like I had some respect, but I thought it'd be kind of funny. And then it was like afterwards, when I was done, I like hopped in the pool, you know, whatever. This yeah. makes me sound disgusting, but they still bring it up. Like we were appalled. We couldn't believe you do that.
Really?
I was like, what? I mean,
it's funny.
I'm like, oh, yeah, it's pouring rain. What I figured it was, I get if there was no rain, I was just standing there and wet my pants. That would
just
probably
make
like,
an eye contact with everyone.
Like, oh, dude, what are you doing? But like that's always a funny bit up. when someone does that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, the dry pee your pants yeah, right before you
right
get in
the water. You're like, I got you guys.
Gosh, that's good.
It's good. Okay, so pee. Mine, my number two is doing fun jumps into the pool.
Dang, so that's pretty close to what my number two is going to be.
We had this pool. It was probably like 4 feet deep. So
okay.
5 feet deep.
Not a lot of
four
room.
4 feet. But, you know, you could do it just right. So I started on day two. I was like, oh, I haven't done this yet. This would be fun. I started repeatedly doing, when guys weren't looking, just ripping can openers to like douse them in water.
Oh, okay.
Always funny.
It's a classic guy's
joke. Always funny. Second to the funniest part where I would a couple of times come out of the water in the banana and just be kind of like, what's up? And they didn't know I had water in my mouth. And I just all on one of my buddies as they sat there. I'd be like,
I love doing that. Yeah. Whenever you think of it, like I'll be drinking water, like around some friends. Like I did this in Yosemite a couple weeks ago hiking because I've got a water bottle on me. And so I get a ton in my mouth and I'm just like waiting while we're hiking, just waiting for someone to say something even somewhat funny, mm-hmm. just so I can just like,
yep.
It just laughs so
it
loud.
It feels so good.
Gets a laugh every time.
Yeah.
It's so good.
I love it. Like, yeah, man, I just got it all in my face. Like, oh, just like wet bottle service, just pouring bottle. And my buddy just spit pool water all over me.
Salt water
pool.
Sick.
Yeah, salt water. Sick trip. So that's part. But doing, I like to do flips still, try to get a gainer. Those usually hurt.
Yeah.
Never. I can't really ever get a full rotation.
Yeah. Didn't do enough gymnastics growing up.
Yeah, always fun.
Jumping in the pool. Yeah, mine's similar to that. And I experienced this the last time I was in the pool when I peed. But I think I mentioned this previously. I'm such a like camp counselor to my core. Like that is exactly my personality. And it comes out when I'm like at the pool or like with friends. I can make a game out of anything. So that's like my number two is just making a game 10 times during a night. Like, okay, how about let's grab these inner tubes. I'm going to lay three of them down. And when you jump off the diving board, when you're in midair, I'm going to tell you which one you have to dive through. So you have to like adjust your body and like try to dive through it. In. Yeah. Or like, okay, I'm going to throw this tube. Like I'm going to spin it to you and you have to like jump through it off the diving board. Or, you know, just like there's so many games you can play.
I could do that all day.
Yeah. Right. You give guys just like a ball or just any object. We just need one object and we'll be fine.
Yeah.
We'll be so fine.
Yeah. Like we were on the beach and started playing bocce ball, which I think is kind of a boring game.
It's a little slow.
But I was playing, it was me versus three girls and they were beating me. So then I was like, my turn to throw it. And I just hurled it like 50 yards. And then the girls were like,
I can't get it there.
And they're like, wait, I can't even, is this count? And I just like hurled them closest. I was like, all right, I won that round.
That's like the guy when you're playing a horse on like a 9-foot goal and like he can dunk on it, but you can't. Yeah. Like, well, that's not fair. Like, yeah. I can't dunk.
That's the game. I mean, you didn't say. Yeah,
yeah, that's classic. The exact equivalent of that.
Okay, good. My third favorite is just swimming.
Okay.
People sleep on, a lot of people don't even swim in a pool.
A lot of people sleep
on swimming. I'm still a big fan of just simply getting swimming some around. Laps in. Yeah. Not like a hardcore freestyle, but I'm kind of covering some aquatic steps, if you will. Sure. I'm moving around. We had our little VIP pool. There was the main big pool with like a fountain in the middle. And I would have loved to just like play around in there. And I was like, the whole weekend, I was like, anyone, big pool, anyone? Big pool? And they're just kind of like, I mean, we're here. I'm like, come on, let's swim around the big pool. And I couldn't really get anyone. The only time we did it, this is a funny story too. Big pool. Isn't it the best when some nightmare stranger like latches on you and tries to talk to you for, if you let them, probably an hour.
Too long.
Like, I got to get it. So we went big pool. And this dude, this short jacked dude who had a beanie on at the pool was like, just straight up trying to chat with him. What's up? Like, I don't know how we started it. We were talking to him like, yeah, what's up? And he's like, bachelor party? Yeah. He's like, man. I married once. That was a disaster. You know, classic one of those. You're like, all right. Ha. And he's like, yeah, I'm just kidding you, man. Yeah, I'm from the area. And, you know, I came down here to just kind of chill. This is my girlfriend here. You know, she's in that cache because she freaking slipped in the tub when we were here earlier. But like, I'm not one to like sue. So it's like chill. And he just keeps going. And we're sitting there like, yeah. And he's like, but I might have to like buy y'all some drinks or something, man, celebrate. And so one of my buddies is kind of entertaining this because he's trying to like milk this guy out of like buying us a few drinks. And it's just like, why do so many strangers do that? I will never do that for anyone here. I've never done that for a friend. It's amazing how many times you're somewhere like, let me, even if they don't know who I am at all, it's like, let me, dude, you're what? Let me grab you around. I'm like, okay, person I never met, I'll take something for free, I guess.
It's really nice, but it's not how I would typically handle strangers.
So he just keeps going. As he's talking, one of my buddies literally does like a pretty obvious like, you know, because as it's all three of us are realizing like, oh, this guy is just going to keep going.
If we let him cling, he may not ever.
So we finally kind of did a good like, well, hey, good to meet you, man. Like, you know, have a good one. We'll see you around, and got away. And then we're chilling in the back in our kind of separate pool and it's like roped off. And him and this woman, I don't know who she is, start walking near us. And my buddy's like, should we like bail? I was like, oh, they don't, it's like roped off, they can't come in here. And they just stepped over the rope and got in the pool with us. Like, so yeah, what? And there's, like, and well, now we're in there nice. With them. Yeah. And we're just like, oh. And then our friends are like, someone walks over and is like, hey man, I think we need to go, because they're trying to like save us from the situation. Like, who are these people? And then it was funny, even the cocktail waitresses were like, they're like our age and actually pretty down to earth and cool. And I think they could tell, like, a guy over there just said he wanted to buy like a round of drinks. How many should I tell him? And I was like, why is he doing this? But I guess, I don't know, there's 12 of us if he wants to do that. So she comes out later, she's like, well, here are your free drinks. We've got 12. And we just like, wait, thank you. I mean, that was probably $150. I don't. So shout out to that guy.
Yeah, seriously. Maybe he's a do-less guest. Shout out to you, man.
Yeah, he's like, by the way, man. Do less, God bless. Do less, guest here. Which I did get noticed. A girl said, do less, God bless. I mean, it was a group of moms at the
pool, let's go.
Which made sense to me. But
Nice.
So yeah, those least favorite of the public pools, when one of those strangers lashes on you, a drunk stranger, like, why are we talking for 30 minutes? Why are we? Swimming. Good.
Swimming. My buddy Brad has a guy. So, you know, he owns his own business and this guy will call him. And every now and then he does order something, but he also will just call him just to talk. And so Brad feels like, he's like, I have to answer the phone because he might be ordering something.
Oh.
But half the time he's just like, I went down to the auto shop the other day. You would not believe what they tried to tell me, you know, and Brad just got to listen to him, you know, like he's just got to like, so do you need anything?
So interesting.
You know, just like,
and what does he say? He's just like, no, just checking in or what?
Yeah. Or it's like, that guy also does woodworking. So I think he likes talking to him. I was thinking about doing this with my table. Like, what do you think? You know? And so, and Brad's just like really nice, but also like, really, really don't want you to keep, you know, that's a text. It's a text question. Dragging out 15 minutes.
That's funny.
My third favorite thing to do in pools slash hot tubs, if that counts, would be, I did this once and it was amazing, eating ice cream in a hot tub in the mountains, cold, hot, cold.
It's like a hot sandwich. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Dude, that's nice.
It was awesome. Did it once. Breckenridge, Colorado. It was snowing. I'm eating ice cream. So am I. Ice cream? How fun.
Yeah.
But my legs are hot. Also fun.
Cold hot tubs are fun.
Yeah.
Or like cold hot tubbing in the cold.
In the cold is cool. And then like, you know, there's a classic like, all right, we're going to do this game. Loser has to go jump in the snow right now. You never want to be that person, but it's fun to see other people do it.
This just popped in my head. I remember my, you know, we moved when I was like 12 and my parents were building a home and they were putting a pool in the back. I remember they were not including like, oh, every pool has that kind of like attached hot tub that like flows into the pool. You know what I mean?
I don't know if everyone does, but I know what you're talking about.
Not everyone, but anyone who has a pool, a lot of times has that kind of like off put to the pool.
It's, yeah.
It's like, you know, it's kind of nice. And I remember they're like, we're just doing a pool. No hot tub. I was like, please hot tub, please, please. I was like, I really want a hot tub. And they're like, no. And just for the first time, my mom, like a mother 2 ago, she's like, we were not naive. Okay. We were not going to put a hot tub with two teenage kids in the house. Okay. We're not going to do it. And I was like, man, if you only knew how not that was going to happen. I mean, I just really wanted to play in a hot tub.
Yeah.
With my bros.
I wanted to go in there in December and eat my ice cream.
To this day, double my age later, I'm in a hot tub just with my buddies.
And yeah, you think I want to get close to someone in a hot tub? It's already as about as hot as I can handle.
Yeah.
You take another person's body heat, put it on top of me. Too much.
Yeah.
Too much.
Like
get away.
Trying to get romantic in a hot tub. You're like, okay, I am sweaty. Maybe you want to do like an ice plunge in the main pool? I can't do this.
Like, I'm going to try to dip my left arm. No, you stay here. Yeah. I'm going to get my left arm in the main pool. Maybe try to cool off.
I'm just going to hang off my body in the pool, arm in the... Yeah.
That's kind of how I feel with like, you know, like holding hands with a girl. It used to be so fun. Like that was like, you know, first base when you're in ninth grade or whatever. That was so fun to get to that point.
Yeah.
But then you do it for about 3 minutes. Like, why? I'm so sweaty.
Yeah.
This is not fun.
This is not fun.
Like even now, I'm like I have no desire to hold anyone's hand ever.
No.
So sweaty.
Yeah.
It's the hot tub of the extremities.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
It's just
Reddit.
It's really not worth it.
Yeah. Don't hold hands.
Don't do it.
Unless you're an otter.
Right.
And that's cute because they don't, you know, what is it? Float away from each other.
Yeah. That's the issue I have with Katie. She's like, I want to cuddle at night. And so we have to have a window unit to make it 60 degrees because another person is so hot. I'm just like, what is happening? So
they're so warm.
Yeah. I don't.
People are warm.
They are.
Okay. What anyone says.
Oh, real quick. I want to talk about this. Do you see Logan Paul is fighting Floyd Mayweather? Okay. Maybe.
Surely like not. Right. Someone texted it to me. That was the first thing I saw it. Like, is this true? I was like, there's no way.
I think they're, but I mean, Logan Paul will do anything for money.
Yeah.
Obviously.
It's gonna be a big cash grab for both of them. But he'll die.
I guess, yeah, if you're Floyd Mayweather, he's obviously like a lunatic and loves attention. So it's like,
and can't read.
They're probably like, seeing the numbers, I'm sure the other YouTuber boxing matches did. I'm sure like, hey, Floyd, this is what we think could happen. You literally don't have to train at all. You can just show up and beat the heck out of this guy in the round one and get $500 million.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, Logan Paul, you can train really hard and talk a bunch of crap and just get humiliated by maybe the best boxer of all time and then make $100 million.
Yeah.
And then he'll go on and be like, well, jokes on all you guys, because I knew I'd lose the whole time, but this is how much money I made. That's what's going to happen 100%.
Exactly. I'm surprised that Floyd is considering it. Maybe he is, maybe he isn't. But like, that's going to tarnish your image a little bit.
Right? Like, I guess for like the box enthusiasts who are like, we got to keep the sport respected and like not turn it into this, like YouTubers. It's turning into like how elections are or something. It's like, who's running against who? Yeah. It's like anyone, like, look, this guy's a lot of followers. So I don't know if you, like, Floyd Mayweather did do something similar where he went over to Japan for an exhibition.
Oh, really?
Did you not hear about that?
No.
So there's this Japanese kid who I guess was like a prolific kickboxing champion in Japan or one of the East Asia countries. I forget. And so they set up an exhibition, which is what this would be, which is like, it doesn't officially count towards your record, but it's obviously still a fight. And Floyd Mayweather went over there and within a minute and a half had knocked him down 3 times and they called the fight.
Oh my gosh.
And like, he was out there just like dancing and like laughing. So he knew the whole time, probably like, sure, I'll come over here and just beat up this Japanese champion and go back home and make however much money.
Wow. Yeah. And now I kind of hope they do fight. That'd be kind of fun.
Because you told about your pickleball thing where you're like, I was like, Jake's getting dangerously good at pickleball. And then you played pros for the first time and you're like, oh.
Got smoked.
So it's just, that's confirmation. You're like, well, Logan Paul's bigger than him and he's half his age. Like, no. Floyd Mayweather has been the best boxer in the world for 2 decades.
It's such a technical sport.
It's just, I would tune in. I think it'd be hilarious to watch this tiny guy just manhandle this guy twice his size.
That would be cool.
That'd be pretty fascinating.
So what's the latest? I haven't read a single thing about it. Like, is it probably happening?
I've just seen a lot of like, you know, rumors are the contract's been signed.
Hot dog.
Yeah, that's a lot of rumors. Logan Paul was on TMZ just saying like, I can't say anything right now.
Cool.
And I don't know. I wouldn't be shocked if it didn't happen at all. But in response to that, the Ryan Garcia kid, who, if you don't know him, he's a young, like, I guess, up and coming boxer who's also like kind of a
big on
YouTuber.
Social media.
Yeah, on social media. And he's like, well, if they're fighting, I'm fighting Jake Paul. Jake Paul was like, bring it on or something. So
that's really dumb.
It's just, it's like how, it's just weird PR for the Paul brothers too. I feel like if the Paul brothers want to go out and they just get absolutely humiliated by professional boxers and they're like, well, we don't care because we made the bunch of money, but it's like, well, we all just hate you even more.
Stop doing that.
I don't
that
hate
to
them.
Yourself.
I'm saying like I don't really care, but the main public would just be like, these guys are, who should compare them to?
Yeah.
I guess this is kind of a new thing in the social media world. Or like who was like a very prominent public figure? I guess Kim the Kardashians might kind of be
who,
similar.
Like, get clowned on.
Or just like probably like across the board, a lot of people would like say they don't really respect them, but you acknowledge like they just have a ton of attention and money.
Hmm. Who else would that be? I don't know. Maybe like Martha Stewart or something. Dennis Rodman. These are the names coming to mind.
It's kind of a new phenomenon.
Yeah. That's tough. Yeah. I don't know.
I feel like Logan Paul has been really helping his.
He's doing better.
Yeah. But then
Jake's kind of going the opposite way.
Getting whooped by Floyd Mayweather, everyone just be like, I guess that's another thing to do.
Dude, one of the guys I got beat in pickleball by, you know, most of these guys have been playing pickleball forever. Most of them play like college tennis. So it's like, well, of course you're going to beat me.
Yeah.
I get beat by this one guy. I'm talking to him afterwards and he actually didn't play tennis. So I'm like, oh, okay. Well, that gives me hope that like some of the best, you don't have to play college tennis to get really good at pickleball. But I come to find out from someone else telling me later, he's like, do you know who that was?
Yeah, I invented pickleball.
Basically. He was, his name is Ray Chang. You can look him up. He
sounds good.
Yeah. Right off the bat. Sounds like a player.
Yeah.
He played baseball. That was his main sport. And it's like a national hero in China. This is just a few years ago. He played for the Chinese national team in the World Games.
For baseball.
Okay. Hit some walk-off home run to win some big game against Taiwan or something. And now is like the U.S. ambassador to like Chinese baseball teams or something like that. But now he's just in Kansas City playing pickleball.
Hey, he's like,
it's kind of sweet.
I come to Kansas City, pickleball.
New sport. Yeah. So I was like, well, that. At first, it made me feel better, but now I've learned you're like a world class athlete.
He's like a thick accent and everything.
No,
he's like the real deal. Oh,
His dad met his dad too. I met with the whole family.
Nice.
Don't worry about it. Dad, pretty thick accent. Owns like a Chinese restaurant down the street. I thought about going to visit him.
What's it called?
Which also makes sense why he was so good. His dad played with his son. Very strong wrist because he still cooks. He's like on the skillet all day.
Yeah,
for real.
Oh, dude, that makes sense.
Dude, it's called like
that translates.
Princess Garden.
Bamboo China, Garden?
Could be Bamboo Garden. I don't
like
know.
Like Pine Bamboo Garden or something like that?
Could be.
I've been there, dude.
Yeah?
It's a freaking hole in the wall. One of Katie's, like, people she works with was like, a lot of people don't know this. This Chinese place, hole in the wall. The sign's not even lit up. It's very good. And it was like a very authentic, like, they're like,
yeah.
We showed up and we tried to, like, what's this? Like, this is American menu. But this is, or like, well, I want to try the authentic stuff. And it is like kind of bizarre, but I'm like, I've never had it. It was cool.
Cool.
Yeah. So, wow. Small world.
So, yeah, just I'm plugged into the pickleball pipeline. I'm meeting Chinese baseball heroes and now they're serving you Chinese food.
Yeah.
Kind of cool.
He should be your protege and you could like get lessons than like free fried rice.
It's like a Karate Kid situation. He's my Mr. Miyagi.
Yes.
Oh. And he just has me like do household chores for him.
Yeah.
Paint my car.
Exercise.
Or yeah, wash my car or paint my fence. Now I'd be good at pickleball.
Okay, that's exciting. Now I want Chinese food.
Yeah.
Episode 21. Thanks again to Less Guests.
21.
Thanks for listening. We will be back next week as always. Hope you have a great weekend.
Yeah. See y'all.
Peace.